District. West Valley Hospital in Goodyear opened the doors to its Level 1 Trauma Center this week. It's the westernmost such center in the state. Daniel Didier, the hospital's trauma operations director, says the hospital brought in more than 50 surgical specialists and conducted more than 70 mock drills with simulated patients to get ready. Didier says this is a big deal for his hospital.
Having that ability to go public and receive the state designation as a Level 1 trauma center to the west part of the Phoenix metro area has been truly a feather in our cap, and we're very proud of that because of all the hard work that has gone into this, and we look forward to continuing that service in the future as we continue to build and grow with our communities here in the West Valley.
I know the Level 1 trauma center has only been open for a few days now, but what kind of activity have you seen in there, if any, already?
We've started to see some activity. So, you know, naturally our area that we are covering is not just the western portion of the Phoenix metro area, but we're covering also the western part of the state all the way to the state border from Yuma all the way up to Bullhead and Kingman. So it's a vast area which is very well known, too, from a data perspective, from a trauma system point, that there's a lot of high acuity accidents and injuries that take place within this huge catchment area. So we've had an active week starting up with our go live date on Monday. And we look for those numbers to start to increase as more people get more comfortable with us being open here and providing the service to the community as a whole.
I hate to ask this question. It might sound kind of crass because you're kind of banking on there being serious accidents or other problems people are having. But is there sort of a sweet spot for the number of patients you might see on a given day or in a given week that you're shooting for?
You know, I guess that overall, I mean, you can never anticipate when any type of an injury or accident is going to take place. Knowing the data that is supported by the state of Arizona and looking at the injuries that take place out in this region, there is definitely an identified need. Thus is why it was an initiative for us to become part of the trauma system to deliver this service to this region. When you talk about injuries overall and how that pertains to trauma, we deal with what's called the golden hour. And that golden hour starts from the time an incident takes place. And there's a higher survivability rate with those patients that are treated within that golden hour. So with having this type of a resource to cover this western region and the high acuity and the high amount of injuries that take place out here, this will actually reduce the transport time of those patients that are under the clock. And we'll be able to get that right patient to the right place in the right amount of time for better outcomes for all those communities, including this entire western region of Arizona.
Daniel Didier is Trauma Operations Director for West Valley Hospital. How much of an impact it'll have on patients living in rural western Arizona is somewhat of a question, according to Debbie Johnston. She's Vice President of Policy Development for the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association and says West Valley patients will now have much closer access to the highest level of trauma care. But she says it's not clear if that'll be the case for those living between Goodyear and California.
For example, in La Paz County, patients that need Level 1 trauma services are typically flown into Las Vegas or into Phoenix, often to St. Joe's. Now, what's going to happen is it's possible that some of those patients will now go into the West Valley. We're just going to have to see whether or not the data shows there's a commensurate improvement in outcomes.
Johnston says Level 1 trauma centers need to have a certain volume in order to get that designation, which makes it tough for rural hospitals to get it. She says there's not a right number for these kinds of facilities in the state. Instead, Johnston says it's helpful to look at some numbers, like the death rate in Arizona versus other states and response times. She says trauma care in the valley is excellent, but that as the system matures, there are some areas where there's some room for improvement.
This includes, you know, further integration of the rural providers. So, having more level fours and level three trauma centers in rural areas, also integrating rehabilitation and other post-acute care services into the system to ensure patients get follow-up care, such as occupational therapy and physical therapy. And then we need to continue to focus on the prevention efforts.
Johnston says she doesn't expect any new Level 1 trauma centers to open in Arizona in the foreseeable future.